much the case they have to use it, but they have data in the auditorium and the MTA building there for. There's an art in there, super tower. And the high school in Downs there, reverse colors, and they use the town assessment, whatever. And there was last year when the Bernstein's Levaya put the iron and so on.
Well, that was always used as an auditorium.
I'm saying that does it have a clue that it's not because people down there, there's a super tower there?
No, they always use it for secular purposes. They always have the graduation there. That's not a grant.
Is it a continent?
I don't think it is. No, I don't think so. It's not a hatfila. They constructed it as an auditorium, which they're going to sometimes use to daven.
So you're not allowed to use a kedusha space. You're not allowed to use something that has a real kedusha that permits it for other purposes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like in Reuven Shul, they have lectures or something. They cover over. They put mochitz in front of the arm.
So a rabbim is mutter in a shul. Depends what, let's say, to raise money for yeshiva. The women's league, yeshiva, some
people.
That's
not saying that he's had the elections.
Why is that?
It's very sure. Oh, that's Tzorchei Rabbi Mahmoud.
Ruben
Stein.
Yeah,
I think
that's
Ruben Stein.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Ruben Tokilo that made it.
Ruben, okay. Okay.
It's a black.
According to the Ramban, yeah. Ramban claims his din is a din derayse, so he hasn't done a madlikin. Ramban says he hasn't done a madlikin, he's still got panic. So the Gemara quotes the din of a bizei mitzvah by the sukkah. The sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah, so he calls manachak, so he says that din is a din derayse that applies to all mitzvahs. I think so. No, I think the Ram is masking for that. For that part of the Rambam, the Shul has the status of Tashmisha Mitzvah, his Mamut Rotsa. No, it's not that. He says, even after you no longer use it for the Mitzvah, it has the status of Tashmisha Kusha. That it should be Mignozim, if not. But the fact that it lends itself to Pidyon like Hekusha would be something. In Shulchan Aruch they have discussions, detailed discussions, how far do you go with this equation between the Beis HaKnesset and the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah. You already mentioned that with regards to,
have dinim, they're very strict dinim in Shulchan Aruch. Gotta take a look. You can make a point that the Ramban and that Rasa da Pai Peres gives a different shot in this. If you buy from the Ramban, one could assume that Hekish would be coming to the Pinchas. In that case, you can make a point that it could be if you find money in Shul, you have to give it to the Shul first. You can't keep it to yourself, but the Shul was coming to the Pinchas. You mentioned about Batik and Nesi being built Al Tanai. You know there's a city, there's a shul in Prague that's called the Al Tanai Shul. It was always assumed to be Al Tanai, the old new shul. And that was, nobody understood exactly why it was called the old new shul. Why is it the old shul or the new shul? But that it's Al Tanai in Yiddish. So many kind of better. It does mean old new, Al Tanai. It means Al Tanai. The shul was built Al Tanai. Like all Batik and Nesi Shabbat Baba Al Tanai in Asim. That's how someone supposed to point that out. It's, in Yiddish, when they always write it, they always write Aleph Lamed Tes hyphen Nai Nun Yud Yud, old Nun, two German words. And the modern poskim say that's not what it meant. That it meant Ayin Lamed Tav Nun Aleph Yud. It's built Al Tanai like all shuls are Al Tanai. Every shul is Al Tanai. So Shulchan Aruch, they have a discussion. That's the question of what that means. No, the big machlokes in Rishonim and Mishnevura have a long argument about what do you mean exactly the Batik Nesis or Al Tanai. So you may even be binyanim, even while you still use it as a shul, you may also use it b'divrei chol, and it's only lach korban. Then it says also that Mishnevura quotes in the post that you can only use it for other purposes if you said specifically at the time that you built it that you're making it Al Tanai. You didn't say explicitly, then it's not Al Tanai. a lot of time. Yeah, and Shulchan Aruch had the whole discussion, how far do you go with the equation between the shuls and the Beis HaMikdash? So the Pesukim quote at Din, which is unfortunately going again in America, that you're not allowed to take Esnan Zayna for building a shul. A lot of times women are involved in all kinds of parnassus, and they want to donate money to a shul as a kapur for their private life. But so in Shulchan Aruch, you're not supposed to take, so just like this in Din, you're not permitted to take Esnan Zayna for construction of a Beis HaMikdash. So you're not allowed to pay a Kesan Zayna for the construction of a shul. I think very often when they build shuls, the Rabbanim are faced with this problem. And they know about it. And the Rabbanim know the din, so they don't take the money. That's one din. Then you have another din, there's a big asik in Shulchan Aruch. But if you make a quote from Achrayim, that there's a din of chunish, l'asita lo ha'asher kol ha'itzeik from mizbah Hashem l'kechad. If you're not allowed to plant any trees on the Har HaBayis. Not only Asher Kalei means and Asher for Avodah Zarah purpose, and not allowed to plant any trees on the Har HaBayis. So the Kivegi quotes in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, in the name of Achrayim, that you're not permitted to plant any trees but Chatsa Beis HaKnesses. If the shul was built in a place where there already are trees, the person said you're not permitted to chop down the trees. But if the shul was built and then you want to plant trees in order to beautify the sections, then the Kivegi quotes Achrayim that it's on. The Netziv has a true relation, Dovar, where he disagrees very strongly with this. And he quotes the Binyan Sion, if there are one true, the Binyan Sion would disagree. And he says that it doesn't make any sense. How can you say that the din of the Sitil Chasher Kaleitz applies to a shul? The din of the Sitil Chasher doesn't only apply to planting a tree, the din applies to making any wooden structures. We always have wooden chairs in shul, wooden cubes. You have a wooden beamer, you have a wooden shul. A lot of shuls are wooden shuls, a wooden mechitza. So everything is a wooden floor, everything is wood. You can't have any wooden shoes. It's kind of all kind of ridiculous. What are these fun? What are they picked up on the, what are they picking on the trees for? So why not forbid the whole shoe? The whole shoe is made from wood. He says, obviously this din should not be carried over. You don't carry over the din of a Sitil Chasher Kaleitz to a Beis HaKnesses. So eventually he said that he heard from his father, that in Brisk, the Rabbanim, the Balabatim were interested in planting trees in the Chatsa Beis HaKnesses, that it should beautify the area. And the Rabbanim never allowed it because of this chumrah that Rabbi Kivegi brought him. He says when Rab Chaim was appointed Rav, and they asked him, so he said that it was mutter. Like the Netziv. The Netziv was his wife's grandfather. And he passed him like the Netziv, Meshav Dov, that it's mutter to plant trees, the Chatzah Beis HaKnesses. The whole thing doesn't apply to a shul.
There's no wood in the
Netziv.
There's
not.
That's not supposed to apply just to
the Netziv. You're not supposed to have any wood in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not supposed to have any wood. The Gemara says, however, in Rosh Hashanah, that how did it burn down the Beis HaMikdash? How did it burn? So obviously there was wood, yes. But the Gemara says in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah that Korosh, who gave permission to build the Beit HaMikdash to go Yishamelech, was a tzaddik, but he was also Russia at the same time, that he felt that if the Jews will be Morid B'Malchus, he's going to burn down the Beit HaMikdash. So to make it possible to burn down the Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara said he put in wood that's on the bottom layer of the walls around the Beit HaMikdash. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how you
explain it.
Hakel, the Gemara says there was a problem. Hakel, there was a problem. The Bim Shalais was made from wood, so the Yerushalm derived it, I think, the Rambam derived it, and it was Chagigah called Yerushalmi, that they had to leave the Hakel Bim there for less than 24 hours. As long as it's only Binyan Aroi, so it's not a violation of the Sidur Hashem Chavetz. The violation is only Bikviyah. So that's why you don't have Hakel on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. When you have Hakel on the first day Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and the first day Chol HaMoed Sukkot turns out to be Shabbos, so you postpone it to the next day. Why? Because if you're going to have Hakel on Shabbos around Yom Tov, you won't be allowed to construct the Bima Shalaitz. You have to leave it there from before Shabbos to lift. It's going to be there for more than 24 hours. It's a Bidin Kavua. So we don't allow it then. So we only have Hakel on a day of Chol HaMoed that falls out on a weekday, when we'll be able to put up the Bima Shalaitz and take it down on the same day. But then there won't be a violation of the Yisrael Asitul Chasher Kaleitz. I don't know, what's the answer by the walls? I don't know, that's a good question. How could they have walls of wood if there's an Yisrael Asitul Chasher Kaleitz? Maybe.
Wait, Cyrus has put it there himself?
Middle layers.
Middle layers. Cyrus.
What could exist for Shalaitz? That was there for the whole of this, no? There's
a special
I don't know, it's a good question, I don't know. It's a question of Lisa Deraisa, what's going on? No, it's not just me, not allowed. It's not a bit of me to see not allowed to have wood. But that's the Gemara asks. Gemara asks that kind of Shahako, but Sabi, not allowed to change the structure of the Beis HaMikdash from the Megillah Bixav that was given, got a Chayzer gave to David HaMelech and so on. So how could they change the structure of the Beis HaMikdash? Gemara says that they darshan based on the pasuk. That here, for the purpose of tzniyas, it's so important to have a mechitzah between the men and the women, but it doesn't constitute a violation of Hakol Bitzav. It's not considered shinui in the Surah Samim. The first time I have all discussion about another topic that's relevant here in the dormitory. If you're allowed to, just like you're not allowed to use the shul for a Tashmi Sheikhol, that the guy decides he's going to do his homework in the shul. He's going to go to sleep in the shul. But just like you're not supposed to use the shul for Tashmi Sheikhol, it may be all the rooms on top of the shul that are above the Beis HaKnesset, you're not allowed to use either. So what's the din of the Beis HaMikdash? What's the story of Gad and Dalias? What about, what's the status of the rooms above the Beis HaMikdash? Do they have Kedusha or not? So the Gemara distinguishes in the middle of Psochim, of some of Vavah, so the Gemara distinguishes between the Gag and Valias of Yerushalayim and the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, which were learned in Skatru, as opposed to the Gag and Valias of the Heichal, which weren't in Skatru. The Heichal was the part where you had the Shulchan, the Menorah, and Mizbach HaKtores. That was the Heichal. And the rest of the Azorah also had office rooms. They had a lot of Lishkas in the Azorah. So the Gag and Valias, the Lishkas had Kedusha also. The Gagin Valiyos, the rooms on top of the Azorah, and the rooms on top of Yerushalayim, the rest of Yerushalayim is Gagin Valiyos, one is Kachu. But the Gagin Valiyos of the Hechel, one is Kachu. The Gemara says himself, when they ate the Korban Pesach, so everybody had to eat the Korban Pesach on the ground floor. Couldn't eat it on the second floor because the Gagin Valiyos were one is Kachu. The Shara, whether that applies also to Achilas and Tashani. When they ate Maizu Sheni, they'd have to eat it up on the ground floor. No, that's a big machlokes of Marcus. The third part of Marx, Machlech's Tosis Nuritvova, that this din of Gag Malis when it's Kachur is not limited to Kachim Kalim, or even extends to Maize Hashem.
What's Gag Malis?
No, second floor, second story.
And the first floor could also be high above the ground.
Yeah, as tall as you want it. And if there's nothing there, let's say there's no roof there, so you can eat it, let's say a guy's going to climb up on a tree, you can eat Maize Hashem or Kachim Kalim on a tree. Provided that the branches, basically says, provided that the branches don't form a separate.
There's a separation.
If you have a thick floor,
it's 20 feet under the
first floor. So that whole room counts as one. It doesn't matter how tall the roof is. Once you have a roof and you have another floor on top of that, that's Gag HaMalias Lo Nisgach. The second floor does nothing. The first floor, you can eat my Kachim Kalim for sure. Yeah. That's not a problem. But the shayla is in the rooms on top of the shul, if you're allowed to use them for Tashmi Sheikha. So the Ramon, the big machlek is the Mordechai, quotes the whole issue. So the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Beis HaKnesset, quotes the Mordechai saying that since Gag HaMalias will learn this kachu, so the Gag HaMalias on top of the shul, the rooms on top of the shul also may be used for Tashmi Sheikha. The Taz writes, even though it's mutter, he wouldn't recommend it, and he says that a few of his children died when they were little babies, when they lived in a certain city, and he attributes it to the fact that he lived on top of the shul. He wouldn't recommend. A lot of shtibov to have like that, to have a shul and then downstairs in the basement. The people live upstairs. Yeah, don't go. Oh, now you're talking?
It's the best man.
I remember the time in the shul in Chicago, they had a shul on like the fifth floor or something of our apartment building. We met all the apartments underneath there.
I think underneath there's no shayla. I think the only shayla is above, if I'm not mistaken. But above, the Ramos says Mikra Din, it's Mutter, because Gag HaMalias is learning Skatru, quotes from the name of the Mordechai, and the Taz recommends that he wouldn't do it. Some Sefer has a Kasha on the Mordechai, how can he say that? There's a famous Mishnah that even after you no longer use the Shul, but some Sefer on the side of Aruch Haim has a Kasha. There's the famous in the Mishnah that even after you no longer use the Shul, let's say nobody bounds in the Shul anymore, you're still not allowed to use the roof of the Shul for a Tashmi Shel Bizayon. So he said, why not? Even while the shul was being used for a shul, you should be allowed to use the roof for whatever you want. The roof is the Gag HaMalias. That's the Sam Sefer's Kasha. So Meir Shapira has a very sharp terror. Meir Shapira with the Lublin alone. He's going to found the Lublin issues. He has in his Shubha Sefer, or Rameir.
Where's Mishnah
Megillah. Mishnah Megillah about selling a shul. It says that even after you no longer use the shul, base of Knesset is the Chorbana. Rav Yehuda says in Mishnah, the Pasuk says in the Torah of Hashem Mosi as the Shem, and so that Pasuk indicates Afilo Bishama Musa, even when the base of Mikdash is Bishmama, it still retains the Dusha. So he applies, Rav Yehuda applies that to a base of Knesset as well. So he says, you're not allowed to spread out, you're not allowed to soak flax on top of the roof of the base of Knesset. So he says, the Shem is against the Mosi. How can he say that the Gagma Musa is in his country? So Meir Shapira has a sharp parrot based on a Rambam. He quotes a Rambam in the Chur. Everything has a very sharp fellow. He's one of the founders of the Yazuda. He's one of the people. He's one of the founders of the Tafiyoni. He what? I don't know. So the Reisha law was a member of the Prophet. I don't know if I'm Meir Shapira. So the Rambam writes in the Chur that the Rambam agrees with the Mordechai, the God of Hagulis and his Kash. He writes in the Shul in the Peradar, the old collection of Shulis Rambam, that on top of the Shul he may use the room above for all Tashmishi Chol that he chooses, but not on top of the Yom Kodesh. Because the section that's on top, the Yom Kodesh has different parts of the Shul, Mechuvan, connected different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam writes in the Shul that the Yom Kodesh in the Shul is Mechuvan connected to the Heichol. In the Heichol, we say that God Almighty is going to Skashim. So therefore, the section of the room above the Aron Kodesh, you're not allowed to use the Tashmish Shechol. But the section of the Shul that's not Mechuvan connected to the Aron Kodesh, then above that, you're not used for whatever you want. So the Meir Shapira says that that's what the Rambam says, La Halacha, that we paskin against Rav Yehuda, that the whole Shul has a Kedusha that's Mechuvan connected to the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Aron Kodesh has a Kedusha Mechuvan connected to the Heichol. Rav Yehuda's opinion in the Mishnah apparently is, Rav Yehuda, that Mishnah Megillah is apparently of the opinion. It makes the whole Rav Yehuda Shitas on this. He says that Yehuda holds that the whole Shul is Mechuvan Kenegad Ha'efa. And he brings another Rav Yehuda, which I forgot now in a moment, the last Shuv in the Yoram Meir, Shuv Shal Shuv Saram Meir. He brings up another Rav Yehuda that he says that all the davening that we do is Kenegad Torah Sachin. Tikkun Tvilosik Torah Sachin. All of our davening is Kenegad Torah Sachin. So Torah is always Korah Ben Ha'efa. The Rav Yehuda's opinion is, I forgot which other Rav Yehuda is here. They're all the davenings like Torahs, and Torahs has the shaykhah of the Heichol. So the whole shul has a din like the Heichol, and the Heichol, the din is the God of Aliyah, is where in this kach. And the Chacham of the Rav Yehuda, the Shittosim, would disagree with what Rav Yehuda said in that Mishnah Megillah. That's how we find emphasis the kach that's not said. So Mishnah Brura has the halacha, and many poskim have this halacha, that the Yezos Noshim Shul is Mechuvim Keneged, the Yezos Noshim in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it has a lower level of Kedusha, because the Yezos Noshim in the Beis HaMikdash didn't have a Kedushas Azor, just had a Kedushas Harabayis. So we discussed, that's why the minig was, in many parts of Europe, that the women on Yom Kippur wouldn't bow down in shul, and they said, Akbanam Hayom, Hayom the Bazar, Akbanam Shtap and Modim, Nof Maflayim, so only the men bow down, not the women. Because the minig in the Beis HaMikdash Gufa, only those who were on the Bazar would bow down. The women weren't in the Azor, Yisha Bazar Minayim, the women were in the and the Ezes Nashim, which is the Harabayis, and the shul also, it's the women's section of the shul, Mechuvim Keneged, the Ezos Noshim, and the Beis HaMikdash, not Mechuvim. Mechuvim Keneged, the Harabai, it's not Mechuvim Keneged, the Azan. The post can say, well, the Mishnah Berurah says it's about moving over the Mechitza. So let's say the women's section is crowded, you want to move over the Mechitza, you have the women daven temporarily, let's say, for Hashem Yom Kippur something in part of the men's section. He claims that that's an Issa Deraisa, and Mara Makodesh Vilam Ari. That's how he writes in the Bir Allah. But the Shlomo Kruger has like that, other post, Moshe has like that, many post,
Moshe has like that. Every Shabbos, during the week, the shul is full of one, only on Shabbos, then we come, so you break up part
so
of
they have
section.
One section that's always miyuchad as the women's section.
Yeah, but the men stand there.
So the men are dominating the women's section.
There's no mechitza.
Okay.
The
men are during the weekdays, the men dominate the women's section. Okay.
And should they not? Does it have a lower kedusha? It
has a lower kedusha, right. It's supposed to say the women's section of the shul, the section that's mechuvan for the miyuchad for the women to daven, has a lower level of kedusha. They give different reasons. Mishnah Berurah says the reason why is because the Mechuvim Keneged Yezos Noshim and Beis HaMikdash, whereas the men's section is Mechuvim Keneged Yazor. Now the Pasuk can give different reasons, that the women can't say Kaddish Kedush and Baruch Hu on their own, so therefore the Rav Moshe has like this in his Tshuva. He's assuming Afilo Naniyat like the Ramban, that the whole Kedush of Beis HaKnesses is that it's a Tashmishei Mitzvah, his mom Mitzvah, and he uses it for doing davening. He uses it for davening purposes. He says the men use it for davening more than the women use their section for davening. Because the women couldn't make Kaddish Kedusha Kriya Sator on their own, if not for the fact that then it's the men. Therefore the women's section has a lower level of Kedusha. whatever the reason is, that's what the Paschim assume. That's the traditional assumption. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, if you move over the Mechitza and you use part of the men's section for the women to daven, so you claim that this constitutes a violation of the Raisa. That's what he said. You can expand it outwards. You can knock down the walls, but not into the men. That's what the Mishnah Berurah.
The real din
of Esnan Zayin only applies if the Zayinah gives only if they give Kemach, which is going to be used as a Mincha, Yayin, which they actually use the Yayin itself, the Yayin that they were given as the Esnan Zayinah will actually be used as the Yayin on the Mizbeach and some, but if they donate money to the Beis HaMikdash, or they were given money as Esnan Zayinah and then they're going to give something else instead, they're going to buy something with it, so Mikra din is not Esnan Zayinah. But as a chumrah, the Magen Avraham called such a practice that you shouldn't accept donations from Zionists who got rich based on Zion. And every time they build a shul, there's always some woman who's donating money, and everybody knows where the money came from.
What about the Kher
Keller? Yeah, if he swapped a dog for a cow, so he's not allowed to offer that cow. But if the dinim is nice and plural, I bought a perfect dinim of Esnan Zayin and Kher Keller. Some of the dinim of Esnan Zayin are very important to know. It's going to get a lot of the Hilta Shmitin, believe it or not. And one has a sugi in the end of Abba Lizar, and one ties up the problem of Esnan Zayin with the dinim of Shmitin. It's very relevant to the but you look, it's the first sugi in the list, everything I've already done. The only thing that's also is the actual Mechir Kelev itself. But the time if I sold $1,000 and I got money and I give money to the shul, they're not going to build the money in the wall, they're going to buy Sefer Torah, they're going to buy, you know, a Kurdish with it. The Mechir Kelev, that's what's going to be some English group. Oh, yes, for Zerah, they're Machmer. It's a minute to extend the dip. The double minix, because the minix to extend it into a Beis HaKnesses, each right there is only a Beis HaKnesses, and the minix to extend it even past the actual din itself of using the actual Esnan Zayin.
What's the din of building a shul by a site where a church used to be?
A site where
the church used to be there.
Then they raised it. Then they knocked down the whole church. Are they using the actual stones of the church?
No, they're not.
They knocked it down, I think. That's
what if they would
use the building itself?
They would use the foundation. Yeah.
This Kohana has a tshuva. Rabbi Yeshiva University has a tshuva. Hey, Yitzchak. He talks, was it a Unitarian church? Was it a Muslim church? Was it a Catholic church? Was it a Protestant church? The walls, without the walls, they changed the walls, knocked it down. Huh? Like, he gives you all the protein.
And selling a shul to a church. What's the halacha there?
That's an issue. You're not allowed to sell a shul for a gavush of bizayim. That's certainly a gavush of bizayim.
How about if you sell the shul to a real estate firm first, and then the real estate firm second?
You go through there. A lot of complicated details. How to get around the thing. It is, but there's another problem. Are you allowed to use it or not? So sometimes the walls of the church are also bano. Even when the walls are mutta bano, so they still have a din that it's meguna. So gavur further, if you use the gavur shal av nevizor, something that was involved in av nevizor, which is really mutta bano, he's still not allowed to use the vada boa to do the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, let's say you go and worship an animal, a live animal. So the din is muktzeh b'nevad. Muktzeh means an animal that was set aside to be offered as a carbon Avodah Zarah. A nevad means an animal that was worshipped. So the din is muktzeh b'nevad amutzeh b'ano. If you deify an animal, it's mutzeh b'ano. A head you may eat. But it's also running bare. It's possible to have running bare. So the Gemara derives from that din of muktzeh b'nevad that even in cases with even in situations where the thing is muta b'ano l'hegyud, it doesn't have the strict yisur ha'no of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is also b'ano. You're not allowed to be nevet from Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, it's lowest lava go. You're not permitted to use it in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Murray asks, so if the goy used to deify the ground, used to bow down to the mountains, so how do you use the harabayas to build the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe the goy deify the harabayas. Used to worship mountains also. The Prophet just says, Abeti Abdul is called Makama, so Shah Abdul Shah Hakamis Allahim al Hahari, the Lord Hahari al Allahim. The Gemara says, Abeti Abdul, you have to destroy All the Avodah Zorahs that are Rasa Ba'anor, you only have to destroy Elohim al-Hahorim. You have to destroy the Avodah Zorahs on the mountains. Eloi Hahorim Elohim, if they worship the mountain itself, so then you don't have to destroy the mountain. The mountain is Mutar Ba'anor. You don't have to burn down the whole world just because they're going to worship the world. You have to destroy everything. The Kubar is Mutar Ba'anor, but the Gemara says even though it's Mutar Ba'anor, but the Moi is Magavoa. You're not permitted to use that site for Beis HaMikdash, or the Yerushalmi. So how did they build the Beis HaMikdash? Maybe the Goyim have verified the Harabais. So the Gemara says they had a Navi who told them that they never did. The Navi came and testified that this spot was never used. This was never deified. Other mountains were deified, and the site of the Habais was never deified. There's one opinion that even though Einan was Dovish Hashem Shalom Lehedyot, but Lagavoya Rizos, that's a Babli. That's a discussion in the Babli. Even things that are Mutar Lehedyot, namely Balechayim and Mechuber and Einan was Dovish Hashem Shalom, would still be Mois Lagavoya. There's sugyas in the middle of Avodah Zarah. So those sugyas are carried over the Gabi Beis HaKnesses. That's what Bitzko Khanan has. It should be quotes. He didn't make it up. He was a maker.
What's the post behind his sugyas? What's
the Asheri? You have to be destroyed. I'd say Asheri. You have to destroy. Sometimes Mechuber is Mutar Ba'anor, sometimes also. They're Mishnais. When it's also, when it's Mutar. A lot of what they did.
Don't see the evidence from
Do they deify the ground itself, or do they have a church on Harabai?
I think they deify the spot.
Yeah.
Don't they deify the rock? Dome of the Rock.
I don't know.
They have a mosque around it.
What do you mean by deify?
Yeah. But the but I don't know about the character itself. I don't know if the character has
They don't deify.
Just a word about Parshas HaChodesh. This Shabbos, no? Shabbos Parshas HaChodesh. The Haftorah, you all know. Needless to say, you all know all about that. We won't discuss that. What is the etzim kriyas HaTorah, Parshas HaChodesh? HaChodesh Azal Lachem Rosh Chodosh, and Yishon Roh Lachem Lachodshi Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was koveh, the Chodesh Nisan will be nikva, and the Chodesh HaGula, the Dorei Doros. What does this mean? So the Gemara has in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah that when a Jewish king would take over his, would be coronated, so let's say he would be coronated in February, March, or whatever, when Mekamesh Chodesh Nisan, they would already call it the beginning of the second year of the king. And then all the Shtoros, the million Shtoros that rose right down, how many years it is, HaKomet HaMedina. Years ago, I think in the United States, they also did it, a legal document. They write down how many years it is since they established the government in the United States. Now they're not so patriotic. But in all the countries, years ago, they used to write like that. The governments were makbid on all the shtaras. And in fact, the Mishnah says in Gittin like that, if you live in a country where the malchus is makbid, then you have to write down how many years it is. The minyan shtaras, and you write a get, and you don't write how many years it is. A get is possible. It's called a get. Because of the shem alba shem of a get. So the Mishnah says that's psuma. So they say, Shakasha Hakam is Manasa, we don't do it. They say, yeah, today nobody cares. The Goyim don't care. But the whole Takhtan of the Rapana goes in front of it. Years ago, the Manasan of the Amaroyim used to be very mocked about that. The Goyim used to be mocked, so they were existed. The Takhtan of the Rapana, you have to write how many years it is. The Hakam of Soysa Hamalka. So how many, how do you count those years? So you don't count from July 4th to July 4th to July 4th, from Hey Year to Hey Year to Hey Year. As it is, you don't count from the beginning of the Hakam of Samela from day to day. The Mishnah says that if it's Malka Yisrael, yeah, the cut-off point is Rosh Hashanah, Malka Yisrael is Echad B'Nissan. And if it's Malka Yumasoylam, the Goyish Kings, the cut-off point is Echad B'Tishrei. So the Nitziv explains in Parshas Bo, and the Pasuk HaChodesh Elohim, that the difference is the following. That Goyish history is B'Tevra. And all of Tevra was instituted in Sheshis Mei Bereshis from the beginning of Tishrei. So the Goyish history runs according to the principles of history that were laid down at the beginning of the world. So that's why they're Rosh Hashanah. But their history, for Goyish history, is Tishrei. Mashiach came, Jewish history is all based on Nisan. The Gemara says at the end of Shabbat, that's obviously true. There's also the Ei Mazel Yisrael. Ei Mazel Yisrael, if you read through the Sukkah, it doesn't mean that the Jews are always unlucky. The Gemara Malachi and the Jews Malachi has nothing to do with that. Mazal and the Gemara means, is there any pattern to the history or not? So the Gemara says, for the history of the Goyim, there is a pattern. It follows principles of history. There are rules and regulations of history. Hashanah came, the Jewish history is a Mazal Yisrael. Klausel's history is a Mazal and Atera. Cannot be determined, you cannot figure out, you cannot guess in advance what's going to happen. It says in the Chumash, the Ramban repeats it sometimes, it says in the Chumash that if the Jews don't observe Shemitah, and they plant every year, including Shnas HaShemitah, then this will cause a Golus. How does anybody understand how that should cause a Golus? And if the Chinese plant every year, they plant in the Shemitah year, it doesn't cause a Golus. And if the Chinese would live in Eretz Yisrael, if the Arabs lived in Eretz Yisrael, they planted every year, including the Shemitah, it didn't cause a Golus. How come for the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, then it explodes? The Jews plant the Shnas HaShemitah in Eretz Yisrael, then everything goes wrong and it's no good. Or it says in all the whole time, it says if you don't listen to the Mitzvah Torah, so it's not going to rain. You also Tashmaim below you and water. Adam lo sikin es yivulo. Adam lo sikin es yivulo. And if you do listen to the Mitzvah Torah, then it's not big shmeh and meeting. I just want to explain how when I like tefillin, it's going to cause it to rain. And if I don't like tefillin, it's not going to rain. But there are hatel, there's no way to explain it. This is l'mayla men hatel. The Ramban said it. That's what the Gemara means to say. The Jewish history is completely l'mayla men hatel. Ein mazol Yisrael. The Shlita Sakachov Mahamazol is that if you look into the stars, you can understand well the trend of history, which way things are running. This only applies to Umasol, it doesn't apply to the history of the Jewish nation. So this was told to us at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. When Moshe Rabbeinu told us, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim, that the Chodesh Nisan, which was then Nikra, the Chodesh Agula, and the Gemara says, B'nissan Nigulo, B'nissan Asirin Lehigol, how did the Gemara know B'nissan Asirin Lehigol? So the Malbim points out that based on the Haftorah, which we're not going to call now. The Torah says that the Gula Hasid is going to be Yom Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It says that's when they're going to have the Shmini Lulul and so on. So based on that, they understood, based on the Pasul Chumash, based on the Haftorah and Yechesko, they put the two together and they saw B'nissan Nigulo, B'nissan Asirin Lehigol. And Nisan was Nikra as the Chodesh Agula. In other words, Nisan is the month of Nisan. Nisan is the month that represents Hanhogah, Lamala, and Atera. That's why Jewish history is always recorded based on using Nisan as the Rosh Hashanah, Lamala, and Yisrael. That's what the Nitzvah is. That's the Pasha Pshah.
How could, what's the Rambam? The Rambam says that all the Nisan created are Mice Gracious.
The Nisan Gluyim, yeah. The Nisan Gluyim were created the Mice Gracious. The Nisan Gluyim are really part of Teva. Just a quirk in Teva. Yeah, that's like the fine print in the contract. Hashem came Nisan this story, and those are real Nisan which HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes.
So the formula, all the equations for Klal Yisrael also, would they have been put in there come to my spiritual also? If Hashem...
Some of them were, yeah.
So the Ramam would agree with this?
Yeah.
The fact that Bnei Yisrael, the blueprint for Bnei Yisrael was at Echav and Nisan?
Yeah.
Well, not at the beginning?
Well, no, I don't think it's a contradiction. It's not necessarily a contradiction. Because all the only are found in the Gemara. What the Ramam said is Gemara, so this is Gemara. I don't think there's any contradiction.
So
Abraham
was
in the
original thing,
the Yitzchak Yitzchak,
like the first time
Hashem
said
that the Yitzchak Yitzchak.
Yeah, yeah.
Bayot Yitzchak Yitzchak, right. He took him out of Teva. Same Yitzchak Yitzchak for that. His descendants, the Jewish nation, are the Chutz Lutemo. The Ramban many Pesukim of Chumash Lamech. Ramban Kut. I remember when I was in high school. So we had an English reading where we read an essay that a Goy had printed 40 years before Pearl Harbor, in which he predicted that another 40 years another 40 years the Japanese will make a surprise attack against the Americans in that region of the world on a Sunday morning in December. This was printed, I think, 40 years before Pearl Harbor. And he explained the whole thing why. Why he thinks it's going to take so long. People are going to get fed up in the United States. Why is it going to be a Sunday morning? Because the Americans always stay up late on Saturday night, and they sleep late on Sunday morning because they don't go to work. And why is it going to be in December? Because the nights are longer than, and the Japanese have a tune, they like to make a surprise attack. And he explained the whole thing in advance. The Kakaga. And the Japanese made the surprise attack not because they read the guy and they said it's a good idea. They didn't read the book. It was an essay printed in English. This fellow understood history well, and he predicted, came out to the year, he predicted exactly what's going to happen in the future. So that's what the Gemara said, that as far as regular general history, we say that there is mazel and so on. We say there are rules and regulations in history. If you have a deep understanding of history, you can predict the future. But in history, but then it's Israel. Nobody can repeat it. It's impossible. Nobody knows what's going to happen with the Sinai or whatever.
Isn't it true astronomy works for the guy and doesn't work for the Jews?
Yeah, that's Gemara. Mazel means astrology. And astrology doesn't mean that the stars control the world. It means that if a person looks into the stars, he doesn't have to look into the stars. If he understands history well, he can understand, he can predict well what's going to happen in the future. He knows all the factors, and he knows how to fight trace well, he can predict the future. Stars. In the times of the Gemara, the people didn't know all of history so well. They didn't have so many books. So somehow they had the ability of looking into the stars and figuring out what's in store in the future. So that whole idea of looking into the stars and looking into history and understanding what's going to be in the future never applied to the Jewish nation. The Jewish history, there is some, the Jewish nation, those are Malach and Atav.
When I was young, when they saw that these Moshe was born, how
does that apply to Jews? Don't know. The question in Yerushalayim in connection with the Gemara, the end of Shabbos, wherever there's that Kufla Mekes, wherever that Sidi Zayn Mazel Yisrael, does that only apply to the Jewish nation as a whole or even to the individual members of the Jewish nation?
Is
Mazel Yisrael the Kufla Mekes or even to the
Yechidim?
Don't know. I don't know. There's a study somewhere at the end of Shabbos. I forgot what it was. Where's the study of the Mazel and Yisrael? The Gemara distinguishes between the two different types of Kedushas. You have Kedushas Erech Habayis and you have Kedushas Mizbeah. These are two different funds. If a person donates money to the Beis HaMikdash for the purpose of fixing up the walls, or fixing up the tiles on the floor, or purchasing benches or furniture for the Beis HaMikdash, the money that he donates, or the walls and so on, have a kedusha, what we call the kedusha is bedek habayis. Bedek habayis means to fix up the building. On the other hand, if a person donates a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, or sets aside money for the purpose of purchasing the korban, this is what we call kedushas mizbeah. Within the area of kedushas mizbeah, there are two types of kedusha. You have a kedushas damim lamizbeah, and you have a kedushas aguf lamizbeah. That's the difference that we just mentioned. If a person sets aside money for the purpose of buying a korban, that's called kedushas damim lamizbeah. If a person is magdish the korban, he's magdish the animal itself, that has a kedushas aguf lamizbeah. The kedushas peh that a person creates on a korban, this is hareza korban oila, hareza korban shlomim, hareza mincha, hareza nisachim lamizbeah. The Mishnah in the end of Menachos distinguishes Perek HaMenachos on Sochim distinguishes between Behemoth and Ophos on the one hand, as opposed to Menachos and Sochim on the other hand. In the area of Behemoth and Ophos, when a person declares the Kedusha, Harezu Le'olah, Harezu Le'chatos, Harezu Le'petah, Harezu Le'shlomim, Harezu Le'todah, whatever it is, so the Kedusha's prayer, the oral declaration, right away gives it the Kedusha's Haguf Lamizbeah. Hashem came in the area of other korbanos like Menachos and Nisachim, so the Kedushas Peh, when a person sets aside a bottle of wine or a sack of flour, and he says, Harezer Levincha, Harezer Levincha, the Yayin and the Solas, the flour, will only get a Kedushas Domim Lamizbeach, and it won't yet get the Kedushas Haguf Lamizbeach until it will get a Kiddush Kli. You have to put it into a Kusharis. How do you know that putting it into a Kusharis is in the Kaddish? So the Gemara derives it from the Pesukim, because it says in Chumash, Kalam Geir Bamizbeach Yigdosh. Whatever you put on the Mizbeach, or whatever you put on any Kusharis, acquires a Kedusha. The Shulchan is Mekadosh, the Shulchan is Mekadosh Kalach Matonim, just like a Kli, a Kusha Abisa, with my friend Beis Yud Samachalach, is a little Kli that you put the Mincha into. So the Bisa is Mekadosh to the Menachos, and the containers, the Kli Sharis is Mekadosh to Yayin, the Kedusha is Haguflam is there. But the Kedusha is Peh, and Menachos in itself only gives it the Kedusha is Damim on his Beh, and doesn't yet get the Kedusha Haguflam is there. What's the difference halacha l'maisim? Behem and ol, the psukim indicate, that's how the Mishnah says at the end of Menachos, the psukim indicate that it gets a dush sukh as long as they take it from the yard, b'shas kiddush peh. You don't need a kiddush kli later on. What's the difference halacha?
No, Kusha Guzlam is there is much higher than Kusha Guzlam is there. So the Hazard Kusha Guzlam is there. What's the difference, La Lava, between a Kusha Guzlam is there and a Kusha Guzlam is there? There are many differences. So the main difference is whether it has Pidyon or not. You only have Pidyon on something that is, let's say, Kusha Guzlam Kabayis. There's always Kusha Guzlam with Berek Kabayis. Somebody sets something, sets aside an amount of money for the purpose, it should go for the purpose of fixing the opinion of the Beis HaMikdash. So Berek Kabayis is always Kusha Guzlam. The Berek HaBayis and Kushas Mizbeach, you have the two kinds. You have Kushas Damir HaMizbeach and Kushas Guflam HaMizbeach. Kushas Guflam HaMizbeach never has any pidyon. Unless it's a behemoth that gets a mumla, it's a special thing that can be told. And after the pidyon, it really still retains its kedusha. It's just a din that you have a hetter shchita and achila chutz on English. It's a hetter shchuta chutz, and it's a hetter kochma chutz. But the pidyon on the Kushas Guflam HaMizbeach doesn't really accomplish the removal of the kedusha. If Dusha is retained, it's a special hetter. But if Dusha is domin, but if Dusha is domin, the Berek HaBayis, if Dusha is domin on his back, that's exactly what Dusha is domin means. It's only Kodesh with respect to its value. When I own the Meiri, when I own a Sfasemis, I own not only the object itself, I own the value of the object. Let's say, you're not allowed to steal my Sfasemis and give me $4 instead on the table. You're not allowed to steal a Sfasemis and put a different volume. So what is this, Telegalic? You can steal this and put a different Telegalic on the desk. Because not only do I own the value of this Sfasemis, I own the object at the end of this Sfasemis also. So, but let's say you did steal a Sfasemis and you destroyed it, so then you didn't. You have to pay for the shivui. You can't restore the original object, you have to pay for the shivui of the Sfasemis. So the same is true, you go out and restore bonus. And you have Dusha's Domin on his day, so Dusha's Domin, the Perek HaBayis, what it means is a Hegdish owns the Domin of the object. They own the shivui of the object. So the whole, that means the whole object only belongs to Hegdish with respect to auctioning it. And giving it to the highest bidder, the money goes to the giver. The money goes for the purpose of Hegdish. So Kedusha is done on his back. The whole mitzvah is that it's only in the pidyon. The whole idea is that Hegdish owns it with respect to auctioning it off and having somebody be paid it, and Hegdish walking off with the money. Now Shemi Ken Kedusha is like Gufna on his back means that Hegdish not only owns the shivui, Hegdish owns the Gufa Dov of the end. So whenever you have by Behemis and Ophel, the Kedusha is like Gufna on his back is acquired with the Kiddush Peh. By the office in itself, and the Kedusha Guflam is there, doesn't come until later, until you have the Kiddush Bikri Shards. Kedusha Guflam is there, he cannot be poda, except if it's a behemoth that gets a mum. If it's an oaf, the din is that by office there's no din of mum. An oaf that has a mum may be caught about Gabi Amizbeh, so he cannot be poda an oaf that has a mum. And oaf, the only din is that pasels al gavi amizbech if it's b'chusar eiver. The Gemara says, although there's no din of, the Gemara says, Thomas was zachas b'behemis, vein Thomas was zachas b'ofis. The Torah has a din that some karbonis have to be zochah and some karbonis have to be nekeiyah. And all karbonis may not be balei mumah. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk that these distinctions between a zochah and a nekeiyah only apply to behemis. When it comes to a korban that's an oaf, it doesn't matter whether it's a zochah and a nekeiyah, everything goes in oaf. And there is no din of balei mumah at all, even if the oaf has a mum. It's kosher lahakav al gavim is bech, with the one exception of mechusa reiver. If it's missing a limb, or even if it's not missing, the gemara quotes a brisa in the first parak in kedusha. If the limb is paralyzed, that's equivalent to being missing. That's the gemara in kedusha. That's the poskim quote. No, let's say rachman latzlan. A person is paralyzed on the left arm. Can he be yotzei mechusa tzum by putting it on the left arm? Many achareim say based on that gemara, you see that a paralyzed reiver is considered to be she'ino. So the gemara quotes a brisa that a paralyzed limb in an oath is sufficient to declare the oath as a mechusa reiver. Why is a mechusa there? It's a paralyzed limb that doesn't function. It's the same as not being there. So the Gemara just says that a mechusa reiver is possible, but a mechusa reiver is not a din of balmum. It's not that there is a din of balmum both in behemah and in ophos. In an ophos, you have a higher, you have a bigger, has to be a bigger mum. Has to adopt to such a mum of mechusa reiver or having an reiver which is paralyzed. No, the halacha is that by ophos there's no din of balmum at all. The same is a separate psul, like the Raman quotes a lashon hakruvei and all of fecha secha, ayutzucha ayusufanach. It's a different psul. That's why the halacha says that even if the oaf is a mechusa reiver, it still has no pidyon. Because you only have pidyon when the animal becomes a bamum. And there's no halacha bamum by oafus. Halacha mechusa reiver passes a separate halacha based on hakruvei and all of fecha secha. It's most legabi govoya. So if you have hegdish kedusha domim lamis beach and you pode it, it's yotzei lechulam legamre. Because the whole kedusha only was that it's only the pidyon. The whole kedusha only is that the gizbe should auction it to the highest bidder and walk off with the money on behalf of Hegdish. Hashem can have kedushas haguflam is beyach. It never has any pidyon rule that it should undo the kedusha of the goof is kodesh. There is only one exception to the rule. If it's a korban abehema that gets a mum, then there's a din that you make a pigyon, but the pigyon will not remove the entire kedusha. The pigyon will be a matir. It's matir the yisur of shchut echutz and achilas kodeshim bakur. That's what the Gemara says in kedushin. With respect to this din, if you have a korban that got a mum and you fold it and eat it bakur, but it still retains the kedusha, the Gemara says there will still also be giza v'avoida. And you like it. The Gemara says if a person, we have a pasuk, the Sabbath is harsh alecha, but the Sabbath is b'chor tzanecha. And it not only applies to b'chor, which is one korban applies to all kashim kalim, it applies to all kashim kashim. It applies to all korbanos. The din is that there's an Yisr Giza and an Yisr Avoida on all korbanos. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that by a korban that got a mum, and you uphold the korban, and you permit it to shecht it and eat it, chutz l'mikdash, chutz l'azor, nevertheless, it still retains the Yisr Giza of Avoida. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in the first paragraph, Ramban Daf Yud Gimel, that if you'll do Giza v'avoida on a psulei hamukdashim, that's a technical term. Psulei hamukdashim is a korban shehumam v'nivdeh. A korban behem shehumam v'nivdeh is called psulei hamukdashim. So the Gemara says if you'll do Giza v'avoida on that, there will be malchus. So the Gemara says, how come there's malchus? So the Gemara explains, well, basically it still retains its Kiddushin. There is no pigyon to be mitzvah l'chulin by a korban that has a kedushas haguf l'mivdeh. The pigyon is a special din that it's not the shchut echut. There's not a rachin about this. Since it still retains its kedushas korban, the din is that the giza avoda is still lost. The Rav Chaya has an interesting discussion with Rav Taka. Suli hamukdashim, is there an isa keshechted in the azar? Normally there's a din that just like there's a din of kumish, there's a din of shkut echutz. You're not permitted to shech the korban kutz l'azar, and if you do, the pasuk says you chayv korets, the mezid and the shegid you chayv chat. The circle is the reverse. In the reverse direction, there is a din, but one is not permitted to shech chulin by zor. That's a whole sugya in the Gemara about the chulin by zor is an isa d'arais and an isa d'rabbanon. And the Gemara says clearly that if it's an isa d'rabbanon, not only is an isa d'rabbanon to shechter in the azara, then I tell it's even permissible to be makter at agabi hamizbeach. Even if you're makter agabi hamizbeach, the whole isa is only an isa d'rabbanon. If you hold chulin by zor, love d'arais, it's to everything. All chulin by zor is love d'arais. The shchita, with the achilas chulin by zor is love d'arais, and the haktorah, the haktorah, and zvikas adam, everything is only an isa d'rabbanon. So the Tzafnes Taneach by the Rav Chaya raises this, someone discussed it with him, so he has a whole shkipa prayer on it, whether there is an Isar Chulam Azar regarding Psulei HaMukdashim, a korban, behema, shehumam, v'nivdeh, that if the pigyon, it doesn't turn into Chulam Gemurim, So the Gemara has an interesting comment, and although the Gemara says that by behemoth, the Mishnah says in the end of the Menachos, Perek HaMenachos on Sofin, that in behemoth, we yolchus, once you make the kedushas per, the animal, we yolch for the behemoth right away, get it, kedushas haguf on his day. Nevertheless, the Gemara has a lashon in Menachos, by fine personal days, that when you shech the behemoth, the Gemara has a lashon that sakin the kaddish. The shechita of the sakin is mekaddish the animal anew. What do you mean sakin the kaddish? And Tesis has a whole discussion based on that Gemara. Tesis, the first Tesis in Ezra Tanya, has a discussion based on that Gemara in the Menachos that by Tesis raises. What do you mean sakin is mekaddish? Is the sakin a plisharis? So there are three opinions. Well, Tesis has two opinions. One sheet is yes, one sheet is no. According to Tesis, the Rabbi Efraim. The Rambam holds that l'chatchila has to be a plisharis, and the Yehuda the shechita is kosher, even though the sakin is not a plisharis. What prompted the Rambam and Tesis to say, what prompted the one opinion of Tesis to say that the sakin of each shech, the karbonis has to be klisharis? Because the Gemara has a lashon, the sakin the kaddish. The sakin is the kaddish like a klisharis. The Gemara makes a whole parallel. Just like if you put dam inside a klisharis, or you put a mincha inside the klisharis, or you put shemen or yayin in the klisharis. So the klisharis is mekaddish, nashanos, the mesocho. So too the sakin is mekaddish, the karbonos. So the Gemara's parallel sounds as if it's implying that sakin mekaddish means that the sakin is a klisharis. And it has the power to be mekaddish the dam.
So you said that the Gisham has been
Right, so that's the question. The Kedusha's Peh makes the Kedusha's Haguf Lamas Be'ah. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that the Sakhar is Mekanish? So the Markevus HaMishnah has a famous comment that the Rosh Hashivas, that Rabbi Nachum Zemba quotes in his Sefer, Zer Avram, and the Rosh Hashivas all quote from the Zer Avram. He quotes the Markevus HaMishnah says that Sakhar Mekanish means that in addition to these two Kedushas that everybody knows that this Kedusha's Domim Lamas Be'ah and this Kedusha's Haguf Lamas Be'ah, when you do the Shechita of the Korban, it gets another level of Kedusha that's called the Kedusha's Korban. It's a new shame. It's not only Kedushas Haguf Lamis Be'ah. Now it's the real thing after the Shechita. The Shechita is the first Aveda that you do. So then it becomes a Kedushas Korban Mamish. It's not that you're repeating a Kiddush that already was accomplished B'shas Kedushas Peh. Kedushas Peh you accomplished, but it got a Kedushas Haguf Lamis Be'ah. When you do the Shechita, you do the Sakin. So then again, so the Sakin is the first Aveda. So then it gets a Kedushas Korban. My Nafkemina, that beforehand the Kedusha was incomplete and now it's more of a Kedusha Siddurama community. Let's say I have a Korban and if I take the Korban outside of the Azorah, it'll be Nifsal B'Yotza. If it's Kachim Kachim, it'll be Nifsal B'Yotza out of the Azorah. If it's Kachim Kalim, it'll only be Nifsal B'Yotza if I take it out of Yerushalayim. So it's clear in the Mishnah is that these dinim only apply after the Shechita Sabein. A Behemah Mechaim while it's walking around doesn't become Nifsal B'Yotza, doesn't become Nifsal Polina. If you keep the Korban overnight, or over 2 nights to become Nifsal Belina. This only applies after you shechted, before you shechted not. And the Mishnah is assumed that the reason for this is because it's not yet a korban. It means even though it has Kedushas Haguf Lamis Be'ah, but it's not yet a Kedushas korb. Once it becomes a korban, then the Zman begins. Then it has a Zman, then it has a Mokhan, then it has all the din, then it's Mekabel Tumah. Mechaim is not Mekabel Tumah. Once you do the Shechita, then it's Mekabel Tumah. So it's that Gemara in Menachos Ein Ches Amud Beis that the Rishonim have a Machlokes on. What does the Zman mean to say? Sakhan Mekadosh. The one opinion in the Tesis, and that Daf Tesis doesn't discuss it, is the first Tesis in Ezel Mekonim. So one opinion in the Tesis, well, you see from the Gemara, Sakhan Mekadosh, that the Sakhan has to be a Klisharis. The Gemara makes a clear parallel between Klisharis is Mekadosh, Menachos, and the Sakhan that are placed inside of them, that they contain, and the Sakhan is Mekadosh, even though it's not inside. Maybe Sakhan is a better Mekadosh, maybe it's a lesser, weaker Mekadosh, because the Sakhan doesn't contain the Dam inside of it. The Gemara pupils, is it better than a Klisharis, is it less than a Klisharis? So the simple reading of the Gemara indicates that the Sakhan is a Kedushah. Then Tosfos says that it's not so, that it cannot be because they have a riot in the Mishnah and Ezel Mekonim again, because the Mishnah says in Ezel Mekonim, Shchitas Matzofam, Kibodomim, Bichlisharis, Batzofam. Sakhan says Shchitas Matzofam, Kibodomim, Bichlisharis, Batzofam. Let us say Shchitas Bichlisharis, Batzofam, Kibodomim, Bichlisharis, Batzofam. So from the Mishnah and Ezel Mekonim, Tosfos says that's what the Tosfos appears there in the beginning of Ezel Mekonim. So it indicates clearly, the Mishnah indicates clearly that the Sakhan need not be a Kisha. Those are the two Shittas that Tosfos says, yes, no. And the Rambam Paskin is a compromise, with Hatchila, it has to be a Klisharis, and B'Yeved, the Avodah of Shittas is kosher even without a Kisha. So if you say that it doesn't have to be a Klisharis, as the Rambam holds, and the main theme, the main Shittas that Tosfos is, that the Sakhan need not necessarily be a Klisharis, so then you have a problem. Then the Gemara in the first Daf and Chulin, Daf Gimel Amar, the Gemara Chulin, Daf Gimel seems to indicate that the Sakhan doesn't have to be a Klisharis. So the Gemara says you can shech theoretically with a wooden knife, even Korbanos. If it'll work. Usually if you have a wooden knife, it's not going to work. So the Gemara says if you have a leaf that's very, very sharp, stomach can't cut a cow's neck. But if you have a very sharp leaf and a very thin-skinned chicken or something, so the Gemara says you can shech. And the Gemara says you can even use it for Korbanos. The Gemara says how can you use a leaf that's very sharp to chef carbonos, but don't you need a klisharis? And a klisharis has to be made from metal. The machlokes nimar, a klisharis that he made from wood. And in the kasher apostles, if you assume klisharis that he made from wood, another, if it's made from klisharis, everybody agrees that it's not good. If it's made from metal, then everybody agrees that it is good. Nimar has a sukkah, the machlokes atanah, in the end of sukkah, Rabbi Yisrael 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 Most of the machlokes by the menorah that the Hashkenai made. Was it made from eight or was it made from bats, from metal? So one time it says it's made from eight, so wooden menorah is good, a wooden klisharis is good. Only halacha is that it's possible if it's made from three things. Tosfos in Chulin Rav Gimel asks, how can the Braisa say that you can shech the carbon if it's possible with a leaf? A leaf is the chetz, a leaf is wood, it grows on a tree. So how can the shechita be good? Doesn't the sakin of shechita sakarbanos have to be a klisharis? After all, the Gemara says in Menachos Ein Ches that Sakhan Mekadosh. The Tosfos answers, no, the Gemara does mean Sakhan Mekadosh. The Gemara says the Avodah Hashchita is Mekadosh. The first Avodah that you do to the Korban gives it the shame to Kedushas Korban. Up until that point, all it had was the Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach. When you do the first Avodah, then you get to Kedushas Kodesh. The same is true regarding a Mincha as well. Let's say I have a Mincha. So when I say Harezi, I take a stack of flowers, I raise the Kodesh for Kedushas Mincha. So it gets a Kedushas Damim LaMizbeach. Then I put it in the Klisharis and the Azor, it gets a Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach. But that's all I have so far, Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach. So once I will, when I'll do the Kmitza now, so the Kmitza is the first Avodah that I do for the Mincha, then it gets, and then the Kmitza is Mekadosh, back to Sakha Mekadosh. So the Kmitza will give it to Kedushas Korban, more than Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach. What is added on? So Taisa says, Pasha, what's added on? That before you do the Kmitza and the Mincha, will not be Nifsal B'Yotze, will not be Nifsal B'Lina, just like the Hema, before you do the Shlita. Cannot be Nifsal B'Yotze, cannot be Nifsal B'Lina. True, it has a Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach, but it doesn't yet have the Kedushas Korban. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes amoraim regarding the psul of dichui. There is a din that if I have a korban, there is one's kosher, and then a psul sets in, and then the reason for the psul disappears, and now there's no reason that I should continue to passel a korban. The Gemara says, nevertheless, since the korban hoil the mitche yidoche, since the korban was passel for 5 minutes, so it continues to remain passel even though the sibus psul has already disappeared. The Gemara derives this from the din of chumash. But it says if you have a korban that gets a mum over, a mum that's going to heal by itself, and the mum goes away and heals by itself, so then the pasuk says you may be makriv that korban after the mum disappears. So the mashmos hapasuk is not the end of yulin. Perek shnei sirei is medayik. The mashmos hapasuk is to mashchasim b'ha mum ba'am, only this type of a korban, this kind of a psul of mum over, a mum that's going to heal by itself, a curable mum, not curable is a real word. Taisa says that. As it says in Chorus, if the animal has a mum which doctors can cure by treatment, by an operation, then it's called a mum kavua. It's only called a mum over if it's going to get better, it's going to heal by itself without treatment, without an operation. So let's say if you have a mum over that's going to heal by itself, so the pasuk says, when the mum, even though while it has the mum, it's possible akrod, if the makrod is bad, it's no good. But if you wait till the mum disappears, so then the pasuk says, now you may be makriv. And the pasuk says, only this type of a case. The pasuk is mashma that in any other psul that sets into a korban, even after the reason for the sibus psul disappears, the korban retains its psul. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim and a machlokes amoraim had a pasuk. What does it mean, dafka mum over, in other cases of psulim not? Does it mean dafka mum over? It doesn't mean all balechayim. Because ain't dichu de balechayim. So that's how the Rambam pasuk, that balechayim ain't a midoch, like the psul of dichuim. That a korban that was once kosher and became kosher, and the sibus hapsul has disappeared already. And I want to know now, do I say that just because it was kosher for 5 minutes it continues to remain kosher? Or do you say no, now that the reason for psul no longer exists, that it is no longer a psul? So the Rambam paskin is like the majority of the Tanaim and Amoraim, that this psul of dichui only applies to shtutim, after the animal has already been slaughtered. But while the animal is still alive, the din of dichui doesn't apply. So Rabbi Nachum Zemba has a famous explanation in the Sefer Zera Avraham. Zera Avraham is the correspondent between Rabbi Nachum Zemba and a good friend of Israel, Avraham Luchter. Avraham Luchter was the son-in-law of Yer Sameh. His name had one daughter. She was married to a very big one by the name of Avraham Luchter. And he died without any children. So Rabbi Nachum Zemba used to correspond with him. Rabbi Nachum Zemba lived in Warsaw. And the other one, Avraham Luchter, lived in Prague. So he used to send letters back and forth. So after he passed away without any children, so he felt he wanted to put out a sefer Kedusha Torah in his memory. He called the sefer Zera Avraham. This should be in place of the children of Avraham. He was very Danish. They were both great Danish. Rav Zem was killed by the Nazis in the war. Avraham died before the Nazis died, 2 years before that. So the Zera Avraham has this piece where he explains what is the svara for the Mandoma that Balechayim ain am nidoch. Why should we say that the psul of dichui only applies to behem shchuta, to the dam, and to the rest of the animal, to the flesh, to the chelid, and doesn't apply to an animal while it's still alive. So he explains al pipash that the psul of dichui only apply to a korban. It doesn't apply to the animal that's fooling. Let's say I have an animal that's a behemoth cooling now, and we have a mizbeach. Let's say we have a base of mikdash and a mizbeach. And the mizbeach breaks, and they have to reconstruct the mizbeach and build it again. So do you say that just because the mizbeach was possible for a few minutes, for other purposes, so all the animals that are in existence in the world at this time cannot be used for akrav? There's no such din. If I already shechted a carbon in the base HaMikdash and I have the dominant Lishoris, why is there the dominant Mizbeach and then the Mizbeach collapses, it breaks, or even if one stone falls out of the mizbeach and then they have to get somebody to fix it, and after it's being fixed in 15 minutes, I want to be zarek to dam. So the Gemara says you cannot be zarek to dam. Well, the mitzvah yidochet. Since for 5 minutes you were unable to be zarek to dam, you were unable to do the mitzvah of hakrovas hakarbon, because the mizbeach was nivgam, it didn't have its rigula, it wasn't the perfect square. So the Gemara says you can never be makir this carbon le'olam. So the Gemara has a chiddush that the din of bizeh doesn't only apply if there is a psul in the etzem hakarbon itself, even a psul in achutz. As I think, the reason why you're unable to be makir the carbon. But would anybody say that if the carbon, let's say we build the Beis HaMikdash today, we build the Mizbeach today, so you say that all the animals that are alive today were unable to be makriv on the Mizbeach, there's Chedesh Mitzvah. So if you build the Mizbeach today, you say all the animals that are alive today can't be makriv on Gabi Mizbeach, because you were unable to bring them as a carbon called on if there was no Mizbeach. No! There's no psul of vichli on an animal that's not hekdish, the psul of vichli implies on an animal that already is a carbon. So that's the machlokes hatana, and how much carbon does it have to do? So one time it says that it's enough if it has kedushas hagufam mizbeach. If it only has kedushas domim on mizbeach, that's not enough. If it has kedushas hagufam mizbeach, then it is a psul of bichli. The other time it says no, we pass from aloka, falechai yemenim nigoven. Not only does the psul not apply to chulin, it doesn't even apply to behema mechayim until you do the first avodah of shchita. Once you do the avodah of shchita, then the Merkavis HaMishnah explains in the Gemara in Menachos Ein Ches that Sakam Etadarish, the animal now becomes a Kedushas Korban. So now that it has a Shem Kedushas Korban, so the Psul of Dichai can set in. But before it gets a Kedushas Korban, just like the Psul of Lino, the Psul of Nosim, the Psul of Yotze don't apply. So to the Psul of Dichai also doesn't apply. And Lezer Silver writes in one of his stories an interesting finish. Just in the Orem. The Avner Miluim raises the question regarding the din of dichay by minochas. You have a din of dichay and the carbon mincha on that. So he quotes a Ridvon Kiddushin. So of all places, the Ridvon, the first part of Kiddushin, and the Gemara talks about dichay over there, and that's Zayin. So the Ridvon blurts out an expression that you have a din of dichay, not only by animals, a din of dichay even applies to minochas. Because it's a question, the pasuk from which we derive the din of dichay, the original pasuk is only written regarding a behemoth that gets a moon, and the moon is more measure, when it gets better, so there's no din of dichay here. The pasuk implies dafke here, but in other cases there would be a din of dichay. So what's the question? That's the Avner Miluim Shaila. So he says, "I'm safe on Eben Ezer." It says, "Safe on Eben Ezer." Raises the shaila. So there's a din of dichay on an officer. So the pasuk only has the source of dichay by dang, it's not by an officer. So there it's war. In the first part of the tradition, says the Ferish, if the din of dichay, all the din of dichay apply to an officer. So Rav Lezer Silver has a comment on this war. So he says, in his opinion, he thinks that the din of dichay by minacha should depend like this: a carbon mincha after kiddush kli, before you do the knitza, is in the same state as balei chayim, even though it's not a live animal. The mincha is a flower, but he thinks it has the same din as balei chayim. And if you all the way that I'm passing, we pass in aloch the balei chayim. Ain't only doch, and the din of dichay only applies to a carbon that has a kedushas carbon. It's not enough if it has only kedushas aguf lamizdeh. Has that kedushas carbon? Rav Lezer Silver Zechana Racha writes, he thinks that a mincha, even after Kiddush Kli, which has a Kedushas Haguf Lam Mizbeach, since it doesn't get the Kedushas Korban until you do the first Aveda, the Aveda Rishon, namely the Knitza, so up until Knitza, the mincha will have the status of Balei Chayim that it's aiming to. Just like the mincha will not be Nifsal B'Yotzei, and it won't be Nifsal B'Lino, so too, the mincha will not be Nifsal B'Dichlik until after the Knitza. We mentioned before the difference between Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalim. The Psukim divide all of the Korbanos. You have to read the parasha carefully. An Ola, and a Katas, and an Oshon, and all the Minochos have the status of Kachi Kachim. And Kachim Kalim are completely different. Kachim Kalim, you have a Togah, a Shlomim, a Korban Pesach, and a Kor, and a Maisa. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Zvochim, in the beginning of Zvochim, he claims that all the five Kachim Kalim are basically all Hainu Ha. The Shlomim and the Todah, he says that they're all the same thing. The Gemara says that Todah is the same. The Gemara says that Todah is a branch of Shlomim. The Gemara says, "Azera Todah Shlomah." The Gemara says the pasuk that it's Todah Shlomim. That's a branch of the Shlomim. The Rambam writes a further chiddush than the Gemara in the Pirush HaMishnayos. It's a little questionable, but that's what the Rambam is mechadish, that all the five Kachim Kalim are basically the same thing. There's only one Kachim Kalim, Shlomim. Mine of Kinnunim. Abchara Maisa Pesach, Kachim Kalim, and then you have Shlomim and Shalmei Togah. So the Gemara says that a Toda is basically a shlamim with a little twist to it. It's about 40 matzahs in addition to the Korban. So it's basically a shlamim. The Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnayis, in the beginning of the Zohar, and that's on. But the other three, Abkar, Amazah, Pesach, are all basically shlamim. It's all the same thing. Shalmei Tzibur, the Tzibur brings shlamim also on Shavuos. In conjunction with the Shtei Halachim, you have to bring Shnei Kitzvi Atzeres. The two Kvasim that are brought on Shavuos are Shalmei HaTzibur. So the Mishnah says in Ezer Mekorban, Mzimchei Shalvan Tzibur Ba'ashomos HaKotchi Kotchi, not Kotchim Kala. That's a difference. It's the only Korban that changes between Yochid and Rabin. There is no Korban Tzibur that's a Kotchim Kala. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak in Tmura, Kol Korbanos HaTzibur are all Kotchi Kotchi. The Tzibur never brings all its minimum itself are all Kotchi Kotchi. And the Menachos at the beginning, the Pasuk says, Mincha is also Kodesh Kodoshimi. Menachos are also Kotchi Kotchi. In Korbanos HaYochid, we have some of them are half of them are Kotchi Kotchi, and half of them are Kotchi Kalim. The Shlomim is the one and only Korban that changes. When a Yochid brings a Shlomim, the Shalom HaYochid is a Kotchi Kalim. When the Tzibur bring a Shlomim, namely, you want to bring a Shlomim Kirsi Atzeres. You may have Milum, they're also Shalmi Tzibur, the Pasuk says. So Achrenim also say that I had a din. Whenever you have Shalmi Tzibur, it seems I'll be Pashkis from the Mishnah in the Zen Mekom that has a din of Kotchim, not Kotchim Kalim. What are some of the differences between Kotchim Kalim and Kotchim Kotchim? So of course the Kotchim Kotchim are more chomer, the Kedusha is more serious than the Kotchim Kalim. So one difference is the Zman and one is the Mokom. The Zman is that Kotchim Kalim basically may be eaten with Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. Basically. Kotchim Pesach is a little different and the Toda is a little different, but basically they're supposed to be Nechad, they're supposed to have a longer Zman of Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. Now Shnei Yomim Kotchim Kotchim only have Zman of Yom V'Layla. At Chatzos. But Chatzos is only the Rabbanon, the Mishnah says in the beginning of Brachos. And our third was Mama is younger. If I bring the carbon today on Thursday morning or afternoon, I can eat that carbon kachi kachi today, the whole day, and tonight until Alois Hashem. And the Rabbonik, the Laharchit is opening out there, they used to put it in the bin that the kachi kachi may not be eaten past Chatzos Alaylo. Because if you allow the Kohanim to continue eating the kachi kachi after Chatzos, they may continue to eat it till after Alois Hashem, because Alois Hashem is still pitch black, still pitch dark outside. So they may not realize that it's after Alois Hashem already. And then they'll violate the Nisa Kharis. They'll violate the Nisa Kharis of Kharis. And even Nisa. Nisa is a Nisa Kharis. But to be able to have it, starting in Avera, the Mishnah in the beginning of the Bracha says that the Chachamim instituted it within. The Chomer and the Rabbah, they cannot forbid it to eat. The Kotchi Kotchim, after Hatzor Salah. The Kotchim Kalim, as he says, they never introduced the Chomer. Let's say I bring a Shlomim today. So the Shlomim is not with today, tonight, and tomorrow. The Shnei Yom and the Lai Lecha. Shnei Yom and Thursday and Friday. And Lai Lecha, they'll be between, Thursday night. It's Yom Galayla B'Yom. So the din is that I can eat the Kotchim Kalim tomorrow into the Shkiyah. Why don't they make a din you're not allowed to eat it past Chatzos? Because the Galahach and Sodom and Abbeir is a place that says, what's a Tushka? When the sun is shining and the sun goes down, it's a difference between night and day. You can see that now the sun is shining and it goes down. What's the Chashash of the Galahach and Sodom and Abbeir? Everybody will know that it's the Shkiyah time, so you have to stop eating. But if they're eating the Kotchim Kalim in the middle of the night, after Hatzor is 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, they have no watches. Imagine there's not a meeting, they have no watches. So how do you don't know when it's Alois Hashem? Go look outside. And look outside Alois Hashem. It's pitch black, just like it was before. Alois Hashem is a very dark, it's a bigger thing to know when Alois Hashem is. More than an hour before sunrise, it's dark outside. So the text says, Daf Tov Reva had to make a Gzera Derabbanan, because after Alois Hashem becomes Nosa Deraisa with the Issa Chorus. When Shani came in Kachin Kalim, there's no need for any Harkin to sell them in our bear. Why should a guy make a mistake and continue eating after Shkia? The difference between night and day, that's the place to say. So one difference between Kotchim Kotchim and Kotchim Kalim is the Zman HaAchila. The basic Zman of all Kotchim Kalim with a few modifications is Shnei Yom V'Layla. Echad Mashenikin, the Zman of Kotchim Kotchim is Yom V'Layla. And the Gemara explains, the Gemara has a comment in Chulin, and Perikisi Adam, I think. The Gemara says, what kind of a deal is that? And Shikachin on Echo Yom V'Layla, if you bring a Chatas of an Oshim, so the Kohanim eat it today and tonight, what kind of a deal is that? So the Gemara says, on Oshim, that the Zman is Yom Echo, and the Kachim Halayla Hoyla Chachar Ayer. Normally we have our Lachar, the Yom Halayla Chachar Halayla. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Purim, Chanukah, all the holidays, whatever, any day. So when you got a Ksuba, you get anything. So the Zman is, when you get Seisak Lachar at the beginning of the day, from sundown till sundown. Everybody knows that. So the Gemara says that in Korbanos the din is not so. In Yom Korbanos the din is that Halayla Halayla Halayla. That's a contradiction with man is yon malaylo amin atayr, because it's necho yoy nechad, and yoy nechad in the area of Kabonis is kachers from kol ha-terapur. It's halaylo ha-lechach ha-yom, the night follows the day. So one difference here is between contradiction and contradiction, what is the man ha-achira? Another difference is what is the makam ha-achira? The contradiction, the makam ha-achira is not in the Azor, the Bahani must be it in the Azor. Masha'in can catch him kala and maybe eat in the chol ho'ir. When the Kohanim eat the Pachipachim in the Azara, there's a question that Tesis raises, do they eat it after the Amido? The Gemara says in Gittin that it's unhealthy to eat it to drink while you stand. The person says, even if you say Kiddush HaHavdo is standing up, but you should sit down when you drink the wine. But it's not healthy to eat it to drink while you stand. So the question is, when the Kohanim used to eat the shiur in the rafas of the other, the sarah ha-katos and the bisar ha-oshan in the azara, the more has it in any shiur ba-azara, ala l'malcha be'zgobel v'vav. No one is permitted to be seated in the azara with the exception of the descendants from malcha be'zgobel. No one else is allowed to sit. Person said that has a shadow way between God was allowed to sit. Person has a contradiction between two different sources in Sittan and the more, whether between God was allowed to sit in the azara or not. But normally the other Kohanim are certainly not permitted to sit in the Azor. So Tesis has two days regarding the Achilas Kachikachim. If the Kohanim have to do in the Azor, do they have to eat the Kachikachim standing up? Is the Chan healthy? Should we say no? They have to do it standing up. Or should we say no? But since the din requires that the Korbanah should be eaten by the Kohanim in a fashion of Lamashkul of Gedulah, Derech Shaham Lachem Ochlin, that the Kohanim are supposed to eat it, the Gemara says broiled, like steaks, like the rich people eat. Broiled, and with mustard, they eat it sleep a charbel, she eats in a fancy fashion, she tastes very delicious. So perhaps also included in that din that the Kohanim have to eat the korbanos from Mashkul of Gedulah, the Derech Shaham Lochem Ochlin, perhaps included in that din is that the doctor have to sit down and eat in the Azor. I normally say, any yeshiva b'Azor, that's if you want to sit down because you're tired, and here you sit down to be the proper form of the mitzvah of Achidas HaKorbanos, because the Torah requires that the korbanos should be eaten in the Mashkul of Gedulah.
In the Azor, they
have to stand, but they can't get the plane. In the Azor, they have to stand. They can't get the plane. In those rooms, it's not in the dormitory. It was under the basement. It was in the basement, but not on the same floor as the Azor. There's a staircase going down.
In the rooms around the basement,
in the Lishkos that had the traditions Azor, that's a big machlokis in the Rishonim. So some Rishonim say that the din of yeshiva, the Issa yeshiva, only applies in the Azor, and the Lishkos it doesn't apply. Right. According to those Rishonim, there's no problem. The Kohen would eat the korbanos in the Lishkos, the most of the Kohen may eat the korbanos in the Lishkos. So we ate it in the rooms that had traditions Azor. The problem is that the Gemara Yuma says practically black and white fakir, that in the Lishkos they had traditions Azor, they're not allowed to sit there. The Gemara says that the Sanhedrin Agdola used to convene in the Mishkas Hagodes, which was a big room, a big office room, which was Chetzi Vachodesh, the Chetzi Vachodesh was a big room, and half of them had a Mishkas Hagodes, half of them didn't have. And the Sanhedrin had to sit in that half of the Mishkas Hagodes that didn't have the Mishkas Hagodes, so they weren't permitted to be seated in that half that didn't have the Mishkas Hagodes. Why they have to? So what they have to have? That's their room that had half the other half. No. So the Pasuk says in the beginning of Mishpatim, the end of at the end of Parshas, what's right before Mishpatim?
Yisra.
The end of Yisra. It says, Mizbah HaBorim Tasari. It says about making a Mizbech. In the beginning of Mishpatim, it says about being Mamad Abezni. Rashi quotes on that, the beginning of Mishpatim, Shetahei Sanhedrin Smuch Ala Mizbeah. Like Gemara Yuma has that word. Based on the Hemshech HaPsukim at the end of Yisra and the beginning of Mishpatim. So the Gemara says, how can they have Sanhedrin Smuch Ala Mizbeah? Mishpatim doesn't have to sit. They don't want the Sanhedrin to stand all day long. They're all people, but won't be. I could let you sit there. So you have them sit, but they can't sit in the Azor. So the Gemara says, you have a Lishko that has walls around it. It's Chetzi Bachodesh, Chetzi Bachol. So they sit in the half of the room that's full. And since they convene in a room that half has Kedusha Sazor, that's considered Samachon is there. That's enough Samachon is there. So if not whole Gemara and Yuma, it would appear to not be fairish, unless you're going to dray out of it. Some are showing dray out of it. But the simple reading of that Gemara is that even in the Lishko, even the Lishkos that have Kedushas Azor, one is not permitted to sit. But the Pashuk Shat not be
Mother.
There's Yashim, the first day. They all sat because there's Yashim only had Kedushas Harabai, so they didn't have Kedushas Azor. They may not eat the Korbanos there. That's Kutfla Azor.
The Lord knows also that Yashim Azor, that in general,
why does the avoid is sitting down, the avoid is possible? That's what you can do. Lama the shoris. You know what I'm saying? It's like Lama, he don't bach Hashem, Lama the shoris. Lost my positive. The more says that, but his bach only chose to come home to do the avoid about me. When you do the shiv, it's possible. What's the difference here? But here's another thing. Even if you're not doing avoid, you're not even a kind of rule. The more has it been any shiv about Zohar, other than the mouth of a goblin. Ah, so Tosis has 2 days. What about when the Kohanim are reading the Kotchi Kotchim and they want to sit for the purpose of enhancing the mitzvah of Achilas Kotchi Kotchim? They want to enhance it because the Torah requires that the Achilas Kotchi Kotchim should be in a fashion of the Mashcha. And the Mashcha means the Gedulda, Kedarashaham Lochem Okhim, the way the rich kings eat. Why do the rich kings eat? They don't spin, they eat. They all sit at a banquet table and they eat, not only they eat sleep of Harim, they eat the Yeshiva. So Tosis has 2 opinions whether the Kohanim are permitted to eat in the Hazara for the purpose of eating the kotchi kotchim more properly.
Was the question on
the Sanhedrin sat in the half of the Mishkan? Yes, I have Mishkan Hazara. The Sanhedrin sat in the half of the Mishkan, didn't have Mishkan Hazara. No, it's not what it means in the Hazara. Says you can only eat kotchi kotchi in the azara, and those lishkas that have lishkas azara, those pots, you see, and the lishkas agosis, they can only eat kotchi kotchi in that half, not in the half of the Sanhedrin was sitting. The half of the Sanhedrin sat was not part of the lishkas azara. So these are 2 differences between kotchi kotchi and kotchi mekalim. One is the zman and one is the makam. If you leave karbonas over past the zman, they become nifsal belina. That's called no service, and it's a curse. If you take karbonas out, put some kamam, they become nifsal beyotze. So even if you bring them back in, they remain fossil. There's another difference, a 3rd difference between kotchi kotchim and kotchim kalim. Who eats them? The kotchi kotchim are eaten dafke by the zichre kuhne. Just like avoidas of korbanos has to be done dafke by zichre kuhne. Women who happen to be kohanos are not allowed to do avoidas. So too, women who are kohanos, a girl whose father was a kohen, is not permitted to eat kotchi kotchim. The pasuk says that only zichre kuhne, the male kohana, may eat kotchi kotchim. Hashem kenshim kotchim kalim is nechel abayim. And you saw him eat it. Most of the kotchim kalim, you have some kotchim kalim, let's say you have kor, is only nefel of kohan, or let's say the kohanim of the shev, but the shlamim is only nefel for the kohan. But basically, most of the kotchim kalim are nefel to Yisrael. The achilas hakohen, the achilas zichrei kohuna, the male kohan who eat the kotchim kalim, the Gemara says, Eloshim in several places, the kohanim oichlim, who bailim is kapim. The fact that the kohen eats the kotchim kalim accomplishes a kapor for the bailim. So the Gemara implies to say that the achilas Gemara says in Loshon Bavli Kama that Kohanim kikas zochem b'shulchan kavod kikas zochem. If Kohanim eat, it's not stam that they have the right to eat the korbanos. Their eating is considered as if this were haktar adavi hamizbeach. If they have a kedushas kohuna, it's like a kedushas hamizbeach in a certain sense. So when they eat the kotchi kotchim, it's like a form of haktar. So that's why you need dafke zichrei kohuna. That's why dafke the male Kohanim eat it, because only the male Kohanim are kosher for avodah purposes. The women, a bas kohen, is not allowed to do avodah. So the achilas kotchi kotchim has the status of a Maisa Avoida. Hashem Yikul, let's say, Abchor HaMaisa HaPesa. So what's the deal of Abchor? Abchor is Nechol for the Kohanim. What about an Eishis Kohen or a Bas Kohen also? The Kohanis, I think, is permitted to eat Abchor. The Kohanis is permitted to eat the Chol of the Shoy. I'm pretty sure. The Halacha that only you need that to Jim Bar Kuhne. And he said, Hamur Men Tetz Vahem Rosh Hamur Nechol Kohen. The Shei Hem Rav Neim and the Yavdem. The Mishnah says the Ferish that Hamur Mehem, Chazir B'Shor Kav Shlamin, and Chor is also the same thing. That's Kotchim Kalim. So the fact that it's Nechel to the Kohanim, that's a different din than it's Nechel. That's not that the Achilos HaKohanim is like HaKrova HaGavi HaMizbeach. So there you don't need Dafti Zichri Kunit, but by Kotchi Kotchim, where the Achilos HaKohen, Kohen Mechel, and Bailim is Kapim, that only applies to Kotchi Kotchim. So there we insist Dafti on Zichri Kunit. In fact, the Rashbo has one verse in Yivomis on Daf Peites, that if you have a carbon, it's a finished nitro, if you have a carbon chakras or an ocean, let's say, we reserve the dam, we were the Kabbalah dam, reserve the dam and everything. And we were maktadi and murim and the whole works, and just the Kohanim didn't beat the basar, so he says that the Bailam on the gates of the carbon have to bring another chakras all over again. So then they rise. Kohanim rise on the Bailam's kapa was nekuba. If the basar was nitma, What if the bustle was ne'evah and it got lost and it became tameh and it's not around, it was mitzvah b'yotzei? So then there's no mitzvah that the bottom has to eat because it's tameh or it's lost or whatever. So then you can't say that the bottom is not yotzei mitzvah, nor is it a fairish. But why yotzei mitzvah even though the bustle is mitzvah and it's solo never, whatever. But if the bustle is sitting in front of us in the Azor and the Kohanim are commanded that they have to eat it, and they go ahead, they don't eat it, they fail to eat the basar, kachikachim. So the Rashba point, the Gyrus is Rabbeinu Hanan, and the Gemara, and Rashi, and Rashi, and all the regular Mishnah have a government. Different views of that, it's not true. But just because the bottom don't eat the kachikachim, it's not ma'akiv in the kapara. The haraya, that if the basar was nitma rabbi, so the bottom are yosef in the midst anyway. But the Rabbeinu Hanan have a Gyrus that it depends. If the basar is not around, or it's nitma, and if someone has no nitma, and time to eat it, and you can't say that it's market, but if the basar is around and the Bahamim don't eat any of the basar, as long as they ate some of the basar, it's okay. But if they don't eat any of the basar, there's not in this plan. So the Bahamim are not miskakrim, so the Rabbeinu Hananel takes the Lashon Hagemara more literally. The Bahamim are from the Bahamim miskakrim, the Achilas HaKonim is ma'akev, and the Kaparas HaBahamim.
Achilas Kachikachim is also
usher
to Kohanim
Balmum. No. Pasuk Silver Fairies, the Eden is a Balmum, it's Pasuk La'akrov. But it's Pasha for
Achidah.
But if it's for, like an Adog, it's Pasha. That's what the Torah writes it as an exception to the rule, otherwise it wouldn't be Achidah. Torah doesn't say that a Balmum is Muzer for marriage, it's not like a Maria Grusha, it's not like in the family of the Mason, it's not. That's a double Pasha. This is Achidah. The Torah says, even though he's a Balmum, he's permitted to eat Kachipachim. Even Achidah's Kachipachim is like an Avodah. And you need Zifre Kuna, this is an exception to the rule, but the Balmum may do this Avodah. It's an Avodah that a Balmum is Pasha for. The Mishnah has another difference between Kachikachim and Kachimkalik. With respect to Tzafon, Mishnah says Kachikachim, Mishnah Tassim at Tzafon, people don't with Nisharas but Tzafon. The right hand side of the Azar was the Tzafon. And Kachimkalik, Mishnah Tassim, Gochom Makam Azar, if you shechted anywhere in the Azar, if you shechted Chutz Lazar, it's possible. But if you shechted anywhere in the Azar, it will be good. There's another difference between Kachikachim and Kachimkalim regarding the din of Me'ilah. The pasuk in the end of Parshas Vayikra tells us the din of Me'ilah. If a person, his nefesh kisimah malachot v'shkov in the Kachay Hashem, if someone is moel behegdish from Kachay Hashem, so the Mishnah in Me'ilah is because the whole Mishnah in Me'ilah. Mishnah in Me'ilah is medayik from the Lashem, the Kachay Hashem, Kachim ha-miyuchadim Hashem. Kachim that only go to the Rabbanu Shalom. The other Kachim Kalim, that they're not Miyacharim Hashem, that the Baalim eat it. The Kachi Kachim, how the Kohanim eat it. That's different. That's Tikva Zavim, Shulchan Gavar Kozavu. The Achilas HaKohanim is equivalent to a Haktorah and a Hakrova al Gabi HaMizbeah. But the Achilas HaBaalim and the Kachim Kalim, that's not the same. You don't say that that's an act of Haktorah. So the Pasuk says, Mikachi Hashem, the Din of Me'il is limited up to Kachi Hashem, Kachim HaMiyacharim Hashem, that refers back to Kachi Kachim. Doesn't refer to Kachim Kalim. There's no din of Me'ilah to Kachim Kalim. There's a machloikis, a big machloikis in the Rishonim and in the Achronim. Exactly. What does that mean that there's no Me'ilah? The simple pshat is that there's no Me'ilah, meaning there's no penalty of Me'ilah, there's no knas. If somebody was moiled the Hegdish Kachim Kalim, he doesn't have to pay Chomish B'yoshah. He doesn't have to pay the Chomish the Hegdish, and he doesn't have to bring the Korban Hashem Me'ilah. Other Rishonim, the Rashbo, of all people, the Rashbo, and half of the Balei HaPesach are of the opinion. And when the Gemara says there's no Me'ilah, and Kachim Kalim means that the Isa Me'ilah is on the Rabbanim. In Atayra, you can ride on an animal, you can use their shlomim. There's no Isa Me'ilah, but there is on the Korban Shlomim. There's not even an Isa there is. The whole Isa, the Mishnah says, regarding Kachim Kalim, Loi Nehemim, the Loi Me'ilah. You're not allowed to be Nehemim from the Kachim Kalim, but if you were Nehemim, there's no din of Me'ilah. So most of the many Rishonim, what's that, Chaim Halber, the Yitzchak, and all like that when it says, Loi Nehemim, the Loi Me'ilah, Loi Nehemim is an Isa there is. And if you were then, and then my mother was not being a me, there's no penalty that you have to pay Chaimish B'yosh. And there are a few Rishonim who are the Rashba and Kiddushin, a few Baalei HaTosfos, places different in the Sifta, say different ways. There are places where they hold that by Kachim Kalim, the whole Isser Me'ilah is only the Rabban. Because of these five differences that we have, there are more than five. The Zman, the Mokom, the fact that only Kohanim Zichekune eat the Kachikachim and Kachim Kalim eaten by Israelim, it's often you need and indeed of Me'ilah. Because of these and many other differences between Kachikachim and Kachim Kalim, the Gemara has machlokes of Yesek Lidei in the Rabbanon regarding the status of the mominus of Kachim Kalim. When you are Makar Shekorban, so the Gemara says there's a difference between, the Gemara implies like that, and Achaim has it spelled out by Rishas, there's a difference between the karbonis that we call Mamun Gavoya and Bedeka Bayis on the other hand. Bedeka Bayis really is Mamun Hegdish Vikim Yom. Mamun belongs to Hegdish. When somebody donates money to the Beis HaMikdash, that is the property of the temple incorporated. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, it belongs to the Benchmark, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a corporation, there's no person who owns it, there's no being. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach came. When you mafish a carbon, it doesn't mean that it's Mamun Hegdish, the Kinyan Hegdish. It doesn't belong to Hegdish. It's really, the Gemara has a Lashon Bavakana. Originally, before you mafish it, it belonged to you. The Ikora, it was to the Reuven. The Shor belongs to Reuven. The Ashta, now, after he's mafish the animal, it still is to the Reuven. The Shor still belongs to Reuven. So what does the Gemara mean? And the Gemara says that all the carbon, so what does the Gemara mean that carbonus and Mamun Gavoa? The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanaim in Kiddushin. What if a man, let's say, a Koyim, in the place of Midrash, and he gets a little piece of meat from the carbon chatos, a carbon ocean today, and he takes this meat and he wants to do the Kaddish and Ish. So the one has a machlekes, and there, you can't do the Kaddish and Ish. The one time there's not the opinion, why not? If the Torah says we give the coin to the meat, so the meat belongs to him, it's the Kaddish and Ish. It wasn't enough to me, I had a Kedusha. So it has a Kedusha, so well, it's all Mamun Bayis. We don't pass from like that time. We pass from Allah that Kochin or Mamun Gavoya. What does it mean, Mamun Gavoya? It doesn't really mean that it belongs to Hegdish. It means it belongs to the Bala Korban. When you give it to the coin, it belongs to the coin. But it means it has such a high degree of Kedusha to it, so you have no right. It's an Isser. It's a design of Kedusha that you should use a carbon, the flesh of the carbon, in the Kaddish and Isha with. Or it's a design of Kedusha that you should sell it or give it to Maton. To treat it as if it really is your property. It belongs to the Bala Korban. It belongs to the time you get it. But to treat it as private property is a design of Kedusha because the Kedusha is so great. So, originally belonged to the Baal and then it's in the Matnas Kuni. So once the coin gets it, so let it belong to the coin. So the Gemara says, no, but the Machlek is Satanayim. HaMekadosh B'chelko Ishi Mekudash Yisana. So Machlek is HaMer of Yudin Yish. So we pass him no good because it's a special pasuk that says that even though it is Mamun Bayis, it's a Bizayin HaKedusha that you should treat it as, it is Mamunis, but it's a Bizayin HaKedusha to treat it as such. And even not only is it an Isur, it's a design of Dusha, even the Yevit, if you treat it as your mom and you gave it to Matan, or you sold it, or you're on the Kaddish and Mishu with it, so the din is that even the Yevit, the Kinyan is not Tom. What's going to mean that it's mom and go away? After Kashtas is the coin, it's Matan's coin. Once you give it to a coin, it belongs to the coin. No, it belongs to the coin, but he still cannot be in the Kaddish and Mishu with it, because even though it's his, he's not allowed to treat it as his private property. It is his private property, but he's not allowed to treat it as such. It's an issue for him to sell it, if he gives it to Matone, or to be Mekadosh and Isha with it. That's what it means, that's what Chaim explains. That's what the Gemara means when it says that Korbanos are Mamun Gavoa. It doesn't mean that it's Mamun Hegdish. The only thing that's Mamun Hegdish is Kachin Bedek HaBak. The Mamun belong to Hegdish. But Kachin is Beach really belong either to the Bala Korban or to the Kohen who gets the share. But we call it Mamun Gavoa in the sense that Chaim has arrived at. The Ramam has a whole lot of riches. The Ramam holds like that, and the Raida disagrees. That's not like the Ramam and the Ram. The Buskirov quotes this in the first paragraph of Mizvachim and Davol. So the Rambam's opinion is clearly like that. That Mamun Gavoya doesn't really mean that it belongs to Hegdish, but Korbanos, it means it has such a high degree of Kedusha, it would constitute a Bizayin HaKedusha to sell it, and therefore even the Yevet, the sale is not valid. What happens if you don't have Kachikachim, you have Kachim Kalim, so the degree of Kedusha is a little less. So do you say that here too, by Kachim Kalim, it also constitutes a Bizayin HaKedusha to sell it, to give it as a gift? That's when the Kaddish of Misha with it, and therefore when the Kaddish of Girl with the Kachim Kalim, the Grisha on that top. But he's saying no. See, that's what the Gemara quotes in the Kaddish. That's the Gimel Machlekes of Yosef Lili and the Rabbanan. But Yosef Lili is of the opinion that Kachim Kalim is Mamun Bayis. Kachim Kalim belongs to the Bala Korban. It belongs to Kachim Kachim, also belongs to the Bala Korban. It means that since its degree of Kedusha is lower than that of Kachim Kachim, so it doesn't constitute a desire of Kedusha to sell or to give it Matan within the Kaddish of Misha with it. He claims that you may treat it, you are permitted to use it as your own private property. It's Mamun Bayis. And the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yosef, really disagree, and they say no, that not only Kachikach Mamun Gavoya, even Kachim Kalim are also Mamun Gavoya. And then the Gemara has a further Machloekes in Kedusha, what's the status of Ma'aseh Sheni? But the Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamun Gavoya, Mamun Bayis. So we pass him by Ma'aseh Sheni, that Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamun Gavoya. The Gemara says that it's Machlekes HaMer of Rav Yehuda. Normally, Rameh Rav Yehuda Lachuk to Rav Yehuda. Here, it's an exception to the rule. The Gemara says we pass like the Meir. The Ma'aseh Sheni is Mamun Gavoya. So Ma'aseh Sheni we pass him is Mamun Gavoya. And Kachikachim 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 is Mamun Gavoya. There's a contradiction between them. The Tzoris HaFershin has a long list of them. Seven Rambams on one side, the same Rambams on the other side. The definition, the Rambam contradicts himself regarding the status of this is Yeshiva, the Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Hashiva, both on this time. What do you do with these Shver Rambams? How come the Rambam in the seven places says the Kachin Kalam on Mamun Baraya, and the other seven places says the Kachin Kalam on Mamun Baraya? Let me just close with another din at the end of today's Seder, because we don't really have too much time to Chazan and Shams today. The pasuk at the end of the Seder speaks of a person, Nefesh Kisishova Levata, this is Sain Lahara Lahaytis. So the Gemara in Shavuos derives from this pasuk, Levata, this was Sayim, that is Shavua, Nefesh Kisishova, that a Shavua is only valid if the person pronounces the Shavua with his lips. If the person takes the Shavua Belev, Goma Belevo, person made up his mind about the Shavua on a nether, he's never going to smoke anymore, he's not going to drink anymore, he's not going to eat ice cream, he's going to go on a diet, whatever. So Gama Beliba, the nether of the Shavua is not binding. Tzor Sheyotz B'Sfasa Shenema Nefesh Kisishava Levate B'Sfasam, he has to pronounce the nether with his lips. The Gemara just quotes, there are two exceptions to the rule. The Trum is called the Machshove, and Korban Ola is Chal Machshove. Trum is Chal Machshove is a pasuk at the end of Parshas Korach that says B'Nachshav Lachem Trum Aschem. So the simple pshat B'Nachshav is that the Trumah that the Levim give, the Maaser Min HaMaaser, is called Trumas Maaser. The Trumas Maaser that the Levim give to the Kohen is B'Nachshav Lachem Trum Aschem. The Trumas Maaser that you Levim give to the Kohanim is equivalent and has the same status, is considered like Nachshav Zeh Hashuv Kimo. It's an equivalent. That's the same as Kadogim and Agorim, Chamleim and Ayinim, has the same status as the Truma Gdeilo, which the farmer gives to the Kohen. That's a simple reading of the Pasuk. And the Talmud Darshan on the Pasuk, V'nechshav Lachem Trumasa, and we discussed it. Remember, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Nois Lehen, the Tzad Zuvay, for the Tzalachem. The Truma is called the Machshova. We didn't discuss it. Yeah, we do. The Truma is called the Machshova. So the Gemara ends up, V'nechshav Lachem Trumasa, V'nechshav Miloshim Machshova, not Miloshim Zeh Machshova. This is considered as if, this equivalent to. An actual Lachem Trum Aschem, it can be Mafesh Truma, Alidei Machshov. That's the one pasuk, that Truma is Chalva Machshov. Then regarding Korbanos, the Gemara derives from the pasuk in Divrei Yomim that says, Kol Aviv Leiv Olos Heviyu, all the people who are menadeh the Korbanola Belibom brought the Korbanola to the Beis HaMikdash. So from the fact that the pasuk reads Kol Aviv Leiv Olos Heviyu, whoever was menadeh Belibom, the Gemara derives that one can be menadeh the Korban, a korban belev. The question is, when one is menadei belev, does, let's say, I think in my mind, I want this to be a korban oila. So does it become a kedushas korban oila? Or perhaps no, it's equivalent to a harei alai. Kol mediv leiv olos aviv. So this is Lepanovich has a whole shtick of Torah, and he claims that if you read the Rambam carefully, he writes in Zecha Yitzchak like that. If you read the Rambam carefully, it seems as if he says clearly that korban is a chal belev, not the kedushas a korban is chal belev. The Hare Alai is Chal. And if you have in mind Hare Zu, it's only Chal to the extent of the Hare Alai. You have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, but it doesn't get Kedusha until you really have a Kedusha's pair. Because of this pasuk that says, Nefesh Kisishova Levati Bisrasan. This is the pasuk that teaches you the basic din. They're all in Yoni HaFlor. The Dorim and Aziris and Ekdashis and Shulis and everything should really be the pair, unless you have an exception to the rule, like Truma or like Kotchim. Rashbon in Kiddushin Daf Nun has a famous kasha that the Rosh Hashiva is tupel a lot, the poskim, I'm going to talk about that. The Rashbon has a kasha, what do you mean to say that Truma is called the Machshava? The Gemara learns up in the poskim, the Nachshav Lecham Truma Aschem, that's an exception to the rule, but normally all the Yoni HaFlo need Amira, the Vatay Bisvasai, and Truma doesn't require any Amira. But the Rashbon asks, isn't there a more, quote the kasha from the earlier Rishon, from the Sefer Yireini, quotes the kasha, isn't there a requirement of Dvarim Shebelevein and Dvarim? How does anybody know what you're thinking? So just like we have to plow Dvarim Shebelevein and Dvarim, let's say if I sell my house and I have in mind I'll have T'nai. So the T'nai is meaningless, the same thing should be over here. I have in mind that this should be Pantrum. Isn't that Mamish Dvarim Shebelevein? Nobody else knows what I have in mind. So the Rashbo has two terutim on that kasha. He quotes the Sefer Yireini has one teretz and he gives his own teretz. The Sefer Yireini gives a teretz that Enoch and Ami, you really have two problems. One is that you should really need Levate Bisosayim, and another problem is that it's Vam Shabalev, nobody knows what you have in mind. And the passage that says, V'nechshav Lachem Trum Aschem, tells you that it's an exception to both rules. The Truma breaks two rules. It breaks the rule of Levate Bisosayim, and it also breaks the rule of Vam Shabalev and Vam. The Rashba thinks that that's not correct. Because the way the Gemara presents in the Shvud Dat Chavav merely is that the natural Lacham Shemassah teaches an exception to the rule of Rata de Sosayim. It doesn't tell you that it's an exception to the rule of one Shabbat and Rata. But the Rashba comes up with a Chilish Mitzvah, Haplev, Abdella, a famous Rashba. It's a Machlek, it's not longer, but if you're passing like the Rashba, you're passing like the when you say Ram Shabbat and Rata, that's only when you want to contradict Ram Shabbat Peh. I sold you my house, and I didn't tell you that I planned to go on Aliyah this summer. And then all of a sudden, I planned to have a job in Arizona. I lose my job, or my house burns down, whatever. Something happens, and my plans are changed, and I have to stay in America. So I tell you, I want back the house. You say, what do you mean? I sold your house. So I say, no. I only sold the house because I planned to go to Eretz Yisrael, but I never told you that. So when you say, Dvam Shibbolev, that's the case that Gemara quotes in Kiddush and Daf Nun Tes, and that.